tonight, if you have your Bible, let's go ahead and read from the book of 1 Corinthians. We'll start in the second chapter. And just to say what is in my spirit, I just feel a calm and a peace. And I'm thankful for that. Many times we miss that move when it comes by, but you just have to embrace the presence that comes near to you. For to not draw unto it, we would not know and understand the peace of God. But as we feel it in our heart and we embrace by surrender, then we can know what it means to be in the presence of God. For to just see God's presence afar off is just to behold it. But to feel it is to draw nigh to it. Tonight I feel confident in my heart. I feel like I could go all night. Thankfully for you, I'm not going to. Otherwise, we might fall asleep, pass out, or get bored. So let's not do that. Let's get right into this and read a little while. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, thumb on down to verse 14. And we'll read through the end of the chapter, moving into chapter 3 till the fourth verse. And it says, "But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he that is spiritual judgeth all things, yet he himself is judged of no man. For who hath known the mind of the Lord, that he may instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ." It's no coincidence when God will speak a word through someone, and that God will put the word in the messenger, and that the whole service will be themed around what he's trying to get across. I mean, it's in the songs, it's in the words that you receive, it's everywhere. "And I, brethren," verse 1 at chapter 3, "could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. I have fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto ye were not able to bear it, neither yet now are ye able, for ye are yet carnal. For whereas there is among you envying and strife and divisions, are ye not carnal and walk as men? For while one saith, I am of Paul, and another, I am of Apollos, are ye not carnal?" There's something that I want to bring out sort of in teaching and in preaching tonight. And I want us to understand the differences between the natural man, the spiritual man, and the carnal man. For to understand this in a greater way will help us to understand where we are in our everyday life. Let's begin to talk about the natural man. You can read in chapter 2, verses 1 through 13 to read what Paul's definition of what natural was. But what I want to talk about natural tonight is a natural man or woman is someone who has not been born again. They cannot understand spiritual things. They're foolishness to them. The Bible is something that they turn away from. Their destiny without Jesus is destruction. Their need is salvation. Many of us in our life before we knew Jesus Christ came to a point in time where we realized that something was missing. We felt emptiness inside. We were looking for something. We weren't sure what it was, but all of a sudden we began to recognize that day by day as we went on, there was emptiness. I know in my life I had to go through many things before I finally realized that I was lost without Jesus. I made a lot of mistakes, did a lot of things that I regret to this day. But now I realize, looking back on it now, those times that I went through was the beginning of God opening up my understanding to realize that I was natural. I was someone who did not know Christ, and I was just human. I relied on human instinct. I did what I thought was best and only thought with my own thoughts and did what I thought was best for me to do. But then a great moment happened one day, and my understanding and my thoughts no longer dictated what was going to happen for me. And the things that I thought was hopeless and without hope, all of a sudden I was renewed in my life. I had a way out and a way of escape. I had received Jesus Christ as my Savior. I believed in the sacrifice that He bore for me. And then my sins that were once condemning me and leaving me in bondage, I was forgiven for. We must understand that to be spiritually minded means you have to be saved by Jesus Christ. One cannot know the way of the Spirit unless you go through Jesus Christ. There are many people that are living in church today that go to praise and worship week in, week out, go to service once a week, and are still natural. They're still naturally minded. They don't know the way because they do not understand the way. When the Word of God is brought out to them, it appalls them. It makes them feel like that they need to change or adjust something, and they feel like that people are condemning them and judging them and pushing them down. And I'm telling you, we better be careful as a church today to recognize if we are being spiritually minded or if we're walking naturally. For to walk naturally doesn't even exhibit the presence of God. How many of you know that you've been saved by Jesus Christ? How many of you know that you have His Spirit within you? If you know that it is within you, then there is a reason for you to have it. It is for you to use. It is for you to demonstrate. For to demonstrate it shows people by the witness of your spirit that God is alive through the obedience of what you've been given. People are drawn in their heart to something they don't understand. It begins to be appealing in something that's not pressing against them. There are too many natural people that are sitting in the pews today that need to see the spiritually demonstrated gifts of God so that we will understand the difference of what is natural and what is spiritual. If we only preach by natural means, we only preach it by the way we understand. But if you'll get under the anointing of God, the Bible will be something that you'll actually enjoy instead of putting off and waiting on to read and just studying every now and again. It'll be something that appeals to your heart. Hallelujah. I'm glad that we think with the mind of Christ. For many things I don't have the understanding over, I receive peace. When I can't make ends meet, I understand. When I don't know what else to do, I know the way. When all has forsaken me, I understand. When I don't see the way in my own life, God does. When every resource has been given, every friendship has extended to its end. When resources have been extended unto you as much as people can give you, and still yet you feel empty, I'm here to tell you that you need a stronger spiritual life. You need to know that you know in your heart that God is real. You need to enjoy this experience for your own self. For to not know this experience would be forcing yourself into something without the pleasure of something. And God doesn't force anything on anybody. You've got to choose this way. You've got to embrace the Spirit of God. I can't make you do it. I can't get you up and say this is what you've got to do. But God will begin to speak into your heart and show you what you must do. And as you will obey those things, however foolish that they are, you will begin to be blessed. We read in the scripture that to be spiritual is to be foolish. There will be people that when they see you act upon the spiritual gifts you have, will look at you like you're a fool. They'll act like that you're crazy. They'll talk about you like you're a dog. They'll beat you down and put you down for the things that you do. They'll condemn you to die. They'll hear you shout and praise God. They'll think that you're too radical. They'll see you dance before God, and they'll say there isn't any of that in God's house. You'll have all the demonstrations of the gifts, but when the natural man begins to see it, it appears as foolish. But let me tell you what foolish things can do for somebody that's empty and is in need. It will draw them unto Jesus Christ. Don't worry about the haters, but you get in here and worry about those that need salvation. Don't worry about the critics. They're always going to be there. But obey God and let them see the witness inside of you. Today I'm looking for some people that's going to step up and be who they are in God. I'm tired of seeing us live underneath our potential. I'm tired of seeing us be in sorrow when we have everlasting joy. I'm tired of seeing us with our heads down when we have the peace of God. I'm tired of seeing a church that's
that's more than able to put the devil underneath their feet. Yet we act like that we got no power. For to have a form of godliness, we deny the power of him. And without his power, the devil ain't going anywhere. Sing all you want. Praise all you want. Without the power of the Spirit, he's going to keep on trying to pull you down. Keep on testifying. Say every word that you know to say. But without knowing the Spirit of God, you will not prosper. I'm here to tell you that the Spirit of God has to descend upon a clean temple. The Spirit of God has to be in a heart that is clean. You've got to give up every trouble, every trial of your life. I'm preaching to somebody right now. You've got to let go of every weight that easily besets you. You've got to let go of the filthy mouth. You've got to let go of talking about people. You've got to let go of your negative thinking. You've got to let go of negative thoughts. You've got to let go of being depressed before you can receive the anointing of God. You've got to learn that he only abides in a bride that is pure, and he's faithful to a bride that will step up and be righteous. Holiness is still a way that is good, and holiness will lead us into peace and joy. The reason we often see people talk about church is not because they're making up lies. They see us acting a fool, but not in a good way. They'll hear us say the things we shouldn't have said. They'll see us with a grimace on our face in public instead of fighting through stuff with joy. They'll see us talking about how we're not going to make it, yet they think that we're supposed to walk by faith. They have no reason to come. And for those that didn't get the memo about how negatively Christians behave sometimes, that actually come, they'll see it through the praise and worship and the lack of joy, and they'll see it in the preaching and the lack of passion, and they'll see it because of the lack of testimonies, nobody talking about what God has done for them. You've been blessed an entire week, yet we can't even get one hand up for God. We've been blessed with finance, yet we can't shout, "Thank you, Lord." We've been blessed beyond measure, yet we can't find a reason. So when people see this, they stick to their natural ways, for they see nothing that will draw them. Because I'm here to tell you, you can act a fool and not be spiritual and just be a fool. If you're not letting God have your sins and your troubles, then trying to do things that are spiritual will not prosper. I'm teaching that to some of us in here. We've all made that mistake. Be mad right before you go inside the church doors, walk inside and sit on the pew, and all of a sudden you're righteous enough to say, "Thank you, Lord." Talk about our brothers, throw a couple swear words in and think we're fine. Come in and try to say something for God. Now, those are some extreme cases, but let's get to where most of us are. We're not scornful or bitter generally, but we'll have a few little, what I'll call, moments where the natural man decides to come out abundantly and hang out for a while. Tell spirit man to go sit down in the corner. He's going to run the show. He's going to speak his mind. He's going to tell people what they think, and that's that. I'm going to be mad, and I have the right to be mad. Let me tell you, you will not feel any closure, any peace. You'll feel unstable. The Bible talks about this kind of balancing back and forth between the natural and the spiritual is to be carnal. Now, when there's another reference about being carnal. It says a double-minded person is unstable in all their ways. I'm talking about when you brush your teeth. When you go to get a cup of coffee, you'll spill it and almost cuss out the cup on its way down. Your wife will call you to wish you a good morning, and you'll give them the peace of your mind. I must be the only one. But it's okay. If you identify with this tonight, somebody say amen. Everybody has made mistakes in their life and has let that natural person that you used to be come out, whether it be giving in to temptation,
whether it be falling back into your previous comforts that were in Egypt behind you. I'm telling you right now, drugs used to be my comfort. They used to be what I fell back on when I got in a hard time. Nobody even had to do anything to me. I'd make up my own excuse and say, oh man, woe is me, and just go back and party and try to cover up everything. But at the end of the day, when I'd wake up with my hangover or my headache or my sickness, I was still empty deep down inside of my heart, and I didn't have what I needed to have real peace. Let me have 20 seconds and tell you, what I lean on today is far greater than any drug that I ever shot up, smoked, snorted, or drank. God is greater than any high that you'll ever feel in the natural. He takes you to higher heights that you've never seen, and deeper depths than you've ever traveled before. Everyone, as they are born into the world, are naturally lost. Romans 3:23 says, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Now, let's read this next scripture. Just because they're lost doesn't mean they can't be saved. John chapter 6, verse 37 says, all that the Father giveth me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me, I will in no wise, finish the sentence, cast out. There's no one that is born under the sound of my voice on this earth that doesn't have the ability to be spiritually minded. Everybody will have different levels. Everybody will have different understandings. But let me tell you what you will have. You'll have exactly the understanding you need to live your life. I thought I knew God for a couple years, but I had never started thinking spiritually minded. And things were so hard. And I'm going to preach to a few of us in here. I know in my spirit it's you. We know Jesus. We believe it. But there's just so many times it just seems like we can't catch a break. And we're always wondering where God is. We're always questioning why things continue just to fall, almost like dominoes. It's like when one thing goes and another thing goes. When you have your heat go out one day, then your car break down the next day. Then your washing machine won't work, and then all of a sudden you hang them out to dry and somebody burns garbage and makes your clothes smell like smoke. It's just one thing after another tries to come up. And when the way gets hard without being spiritually minded, it is impossible to overcome. You'll be utterly miserable. And I'm preaching to somebody in here that's utterly miserable right now. And I'm telling you, the only way that you'll find peace in your life is to get under the anointing of God, by spiritually minded, to give God your troubles. He said to cast your cares upon him, for he careth for you. He loves you and cares about your problems and doesn't want you to live your life thinking that there's no way, that you can't catch a break, that this is the only way you have to live it. God wants you to know that there is a level of peace and understanding no matter what it is that's going on or what you're facing. If you lose a loved one through tragedy, God can give you peace. When you lose all of your finances trying to help others and have nothing left, God can be your finance. When you've done all that you know to do and you're so tired you can't lift your head up, God will be your rest and your strength. The only way that we receive the attributes of God is to be spiritually minded. If you're not spiritually minded, you don't know where to look. When we're naturally minded, we'll think it's down the road somewhere at somebody's house and we're just going to go tell them what we think. But that's not going to resolve your problem. Or you'll think it's on the other end of that phone when you blast that text off about what you think about what they're doing. That's not going to solve it. I mean, hey, let's even go on the internet. Forgetting somebody will write something on a Facebook wall, somebody else writes their opinion, and then 30 comments later, it's a mess. Something you never intended to happen. Let's not get to Twitter or topics. Garbage out there. Something that starts off not too terribly bad, but just acting out naturally. And then those that don't have spiritual minds just corrupt and just go after, and like carnivores after meat, they just eat and consume everything. And that one thing that you slipped up in naturally, people will absolutely try to bring you down in it. You'll say one thing that was sort of out of context, and then they'll absolutely hold you to it as long as they can remember it in their mind. And the only way that you'll ever get peace enough to move on is through God. You can't read enough in the Bible without God to obtain the understanding to know God. It is a spiritual thing. What we're missing a lot of is we have the belief and we have the faith, but we fail to receive those things which are spiritual. You see, God wants you to be a fool. Some of you already know that you're called to be crazy, and you're ahead of those that don't know yet. But I'm here to tell you, God has called you to be a fool. He's called you to do stuff that goes against what's going on. It'll cause you to walk in a room of negativity and speak something positive. It'll cause you to go in front of your classmates and lead by an example. It'll cause you to go in with your coworkers that are hating on the boss and cause you to say something nice about them even when they wrong us. It'll cause us to love our family members even when they come against us. It is foolish to do things that are of God, but I'm telling you, that's where the blessings are. It's foolish to do things for God and to be vulnerable and to be exposed and let 50 pairs of eyes condemn and judge all that you're doing. But I'm telling you, I'm blessed right now. I'm getting blessings beyond measure. Why? Because I'm walking in His Spirit. The glory of God descends down. God really blessed me with this word.